Healthcare is so overwhelming. My doctors rushed through visits. I was billed for things that should be covered, and no one was really listening. I felt lost. That's why I called Solace. They paired me with a trained healthcare advocate who actually knew how to get things done. She helped me find the right doctor, coordinate transportation after surgery, and overturn a medical bill. She even joined my appointments to make sure I got real answers. And the best part? It's covered by Medicare, and they stay with you for as long as you need help. My Solace advocate is always just a phone call or text away.
96% of patients report better care with a Solace advocate. That means better health outcomes, less stress, and finally feeling heard. See if you qualify at solacehealth.com. That's S-O-L-A-C-E health.com. Or call 888-7-SOLACE. 888-7-S-O-L-A-C-E. That's 888-7-SOLACE.
Don't face the healthcare system alone. Find Solace. Visit solacehealth.com today.
Happy Monday.
Ooh, it's bright and early.
It is. And here's the story, Morning Glory. I have already had a mammogram.
Oh my goodness. You took the early appointment.
8 a.m. on a Monday after Super Bowl was available.
And the boobs have been revealed.
Well, and here's the deal. I came in with a lot of good energy, apparently, because they asked me to come back every day.
Oh, well, you came in. Well, wait. Was it your demeanor or was it something, a physical attribute?
What,
should we file a lawsuit?
What got it going was I was filling out, you know, they have you fill out, update things. And one of the things that had me update was my ethnicity, Caucasian, and then I had to pick non-Hispanic. Now, mm-hmm. I'd already complimented the gal's nails. They were amazing nails. We already had a fun talk about, I said, oh, you're all ready for Valentine's Day. You're going to get some love. And we had a laugh about that. And then I said, non-Hispanic. I said, but after last night's Super Bowl halftime, I wish I was Hispanic because that was so fun. And I literally start doing a little Zumba action, like samba and some, and they're laughing and we're just joking about all of it. And we had a good time. And then I come out after the mammogram and I start doing my samba again.
No. Nope. Mm-mm.
And they're like, that's what we're talking about. We need this kind of energy every Monday morning. And the question is, how come I can be that fun and happy around strangers and not my own children or my husband?
Because the strangers haven't beaten you like a pulp by what to eat and can I go to my friends after midnight and what about this? And you didn't pay me back for that. And I love that. And I feel a lot more confident that they wanted you to come back every day because of your demeanor pre-mammogram. Because if it had something to do with mammogram, I mean, then I don't know, do we file a lawsuit? Are they being creepy? I don't know why they want to see you every day. But that's at our age, I don't think anybody's looking for everyday exposure to that part of our body. But okay, well,
maybe it was a good, and there was one other thing where we were driving to school and Knox and I laughed out loud about something we saw and he turns to me, he goes, so is that sidetracked worthy? And I said, well, first of all, it's funny that you're paying attention to what mm-hmm. can go on the show. And second of all, it made me realize that things can happen in your life and the way you communicate about them makes them funny or not.
Oh,
and I said,
true.
I need to research how to tell a funny story because it really was funny. And I think if someone like Nate Bargatze, you, Leanne, I don't know, they could retell it and it would be funny. And I would retell it and it would sound like a factual story.
You had me at Nate Bargatze, Leanne Morgan, and Cynthia Yanoff. I don't know what happened. After that, it was like, wah, 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 wah.
I just like,
no, here's the thing. One, I do think you can tell a funny story, but I also think there is an art to it and not referring to myself at all, but there is an art to people. You watch these comedians that can take something. I remember watching Kevin James talking about and the guy from King of Queens and all that.
You know,
him talking about, we talked on the show about everybody's allergies to food. And he's like, you know, talking about how people are like, you give me a peanut, I'll be dead in an hour. And, you know, he's like, oh my, way to take it out of people with the peanut allergy. And the way he tells it, though, you're like, so, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Can we just right top of the show jump into something that everyone can relate to that I think we have to have a discussion on?
Yeah.
The Olympics. I mean, I'm barely here today because I'm so wrapped up in the Olympics.
Really?
And I don't know. Do I stay up?
I haven't watched 1 second.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I don't know. Do I stay up all night so that I can catch it on Italian time? Do I not? Do I watch? Then the headlines are like in the morning, Lindsay Vonn airlifted off the mountain. I'm like, are you kidding me? My whole day was going to be around whether or not Lindsay Vonn made it down. Now I know she didn't make it. It's a thing.
A little bit of spoilers, constant spoilers.
It's constant spoilers. I'm so into it. And since you haven't watched it, can we just, I feel like there's a couple things we need to cover.
Please update me, because there's probably like camps, you know, like the Olympic fanatics and then the ones mm-hmm. who are like, wait, it's the Olympics this year? And
yeah,
it's the Winter Olympics people.
Just it's the Winter Olympics. I think most, I feel like these people know this, okay? I feel like there's
saying, not if you one. Really don't know, you really don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm not saying this show is unfit for your small children. I think it is, but I also want to tell you that you might listen to this in your earbuds for a minute, because I'm going to read a headline I think is worth discussing. They're talking a lot about, I'm giving okay, a pause.
I'm just saying you're going to get canceled straight up. Use a different term that we're going to be consistent, like topiary.
I'm going to use the appropriate word because everybody mocks me because I can't. It's
Well, but maybe this time.
If your kids don't know the anatomically correct words, they're getting ready to. And you know who should be listening to this more than anybody? The Yanoff kids. We all know I called it a front bottom till they were like 13 and still do. Okay. Penis gate.
Oh, gosh.
The World Anti-Doping Agency is investigating whether ski jumpers were injecting their penises with
hyaluronic
acid in order to fly further. I'm sorry. What?
That's what she said.
What? We're injecting what with who to do what? Why? Huh? And I started thinking, what if they were like, okay, lip injections, everyone, that's going to make you, you know, whatever, perform better in some way in our lives. Would we all go get the lip injections? I'm just saying.
I think it said something like 5 extra inches of fabric.
I'm sorry?
Of the fabric, they have to like fit their suits. And if you mm-hmm. can increase that size, then you get 5 extra inches of fabric. I think what this shows is just the competitiveness of sports is so out of control. We're doing crazy stuff. Do you think?
I think what this shows is that there's some weird stuff going down. And, yeah. You know, let me tell you something else. Do you remember in the, well, I think it's every Olympics, they talk about, and I'm going to use a little more code now. There's a lot of, friendly gatherings late at night with amongst the athletes. Mm-hmm. Some might say
socializing.
Hooking
up. A lot of yeah, socializing.
Socializing. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Does this play into that at all? No, I don't know.
I don't think so, because it's got to be, it's not permanent. It's for a measuring and then it's done.
And then when you're actually like, now I've got a problem because I've become the perv who they're doing their,
are you looking at that area?
Their jump. And I'm like, well, I don't know, Mike, do you think you did or didn't? And then I'm like, well, this doesn't feel Christian. Like no. This is a whole thing.
No, that's okay. Not. No.
Well, okay. I just want everyone to consider
which sport that. Would you choose to watch? If you could sit down, you don't have anything else to do. No children need you in the Winter Olympics. What are you watching?
I enjoy the snowboard people who go off those huge things because I'm like, they're all 18 and 19 year old boys. You know why? They got no prefrontal cortex or whatever it is. And they're like, oh, dude, that's awesome. I'm like, you were a hair away from straight up death.
Yeah.
And then you landed that. And then even when they don't land it, Heather, they just put a little hand down casually like, oh, catch myself. I'm fine now. I would literally obliterate every bone in my body and probably hurt the mountain if I took that kind of tumble.
The mountain. Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, we can't say that.
Did you nearly say Brokeback Mountain?
You were saying all the words almost.
Can't quit. What's the line from Brokeback?
I don't know. I didn't see that movie.
Well, I didn't see that movie, but
I would say mine would be, I don't like those sports where they could get violently injured. Like you're talking about helicoptering out, like that makes me nervous. That there's nothing about that that's appealing. That's why I don't like skiing. I don't like the constant fear of something tragic could happen at any moment.
Right.
So I prefer, because I was a synchronized swimmer, the closest thing is the ice skating, the performances. They're amazing. I saw one where she had like a matador skirt.
Yes.
And he was like the bull and it was incredible. And she's standing on his shoulders.
So you did see it. Yes, I saw that.
I guess I did. I saw it, but not – I saw it on social media. So it could have been from another year. I don't know. Like, you know how social media shows you stuff? Like, here's Russia winning the hockey game. I mean, it's, I don't know. When did this happen?
I don't know what year. You would be really good at ice skating. And here's the thing.
I don't know about that.
They're going to take some fabulous ice skater, like the best of the best. The guy's name that they're all talking about is the Quad God. Okay.
Wait, what?
They call him the Quad God, like his quads. He can do stunts nobody else can do. They call him
the Quad God. Wait, are they talking about the part of his body or he can do four of something?
I don't know. Actually, now that you say that, that does make me think he can do four of something.
Like a quadruple bypass or something? I don't know.
Okay. Literally, I thought it was because his quads were strong. And I was looking and I'm like, his quads don't look that big to me. But hey, do what you – you're right.
It's I don't think it's called a quadruple bypass, by the way. That's for your heart. What do you mean?
No, wrong. No, I thought the quads were like his legs.
Okay, it says that he is an American figure skater renowned for his unprecedented technical ability, specifically for landing multiple quadruple jumps, including the historic quadruple axel. So he's doing it four times.
Well, I thought he was referring to his legs. And so then I went down a whole like rabbit trail.
No.
Okay.
Are you looking at him without clothes on? What's happening? Why? What is this? What is happening?
I went down a rabbit trail of what they would call me. And let me, like, if I was in it, like if I, the Quad God, I thought they were talking out his legs. So I was like, okay, I just was wondering, would I be going by something like the, would they call her like the menopausal melons? Or would it be like the density lost diva? I'm just trying to think of what a middle-aged woman, the plantar
fascia. These feel offensive. These don't feel uplifting.
The plantar fasciitis powerhouse. Like there's so many things. The hormone heiress. There's so many things they could call me. But I think if I was doing the sport, you would be over in the figure skating. I would be on the luge. Not the one where you run. That might be bobsled. Not the one where you run behind it and jump in. Because I would pull a hammy.
I'm picturing that in my head of you completely missing the luge. Mm-hmm.
And then going down on my behind and be like, oh,
hitting your head off the side.
But you know, there's a guy that lays down in it, okay? And then he uses his arms and he tears off, like, you know, and he's laying down flat. And I feel like I could lay down flat and do that one. And there's a couple reasons why I would be good at that one.
I don't know, Cynthia, that seems hard. It feels real hard. You have to use your hands to like pull triggers to turn.
Well, I was thinking, and there's something at your feet too. I was reading about this, but a couple things. One, I'm hot all the time. Put me on ice. Like, my goodness, yes. And two, I mean, carrying a little extra weight, that's a little bit of an understatement right now post-Christmas. But, you know, like, I went sledding with JB during the little ice Mageddon here, and he would be like sledding down a hill like next to me. And every time I'd fly past him, he'd be like, why won't you wait for me? Well, because I got a lot more that gets things. I got...
Physics, honey. Physics.
Thank you, honey. So that would be good for me.
Isn't it like weight times gravity times force equals – anyway.
We'll do that in a minute, and that's going to be ugly. And then here's the last reason I think I would be good on the luge is because I don't have bunions, but I do think people our age tend to. And if you could put that bunion out there to direct your turns, man, you got an advantage.
Googling bunions. One person luge. I need to know. You know what you can always say is that you're an Olympic hopeful.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start saying that. I'm going to put it on my bio. When they introduce me, when I speak, they're like, Cynthia Ganoff is an author, a speaker, an Olympic hopeful in the luge.
In the one person luge known as singles.
And I would like to be called the low-hanging luge lady in reference to middle-aged boobs. That's what I'd like to be called. Or maybe I'll inject them.
I dare you to add that into your bio.
For one speaking event.
Olympic hopeful in this.
Do you think if we did the two-man luge, you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen that one where it's, you know, there's the person already in and then there's a person behind running. You and I did it together.
You're already in it. You're kind of leading the way, and then I'm just the heavy behind you pushing.
You're gonna run and push, and you're just gonna jump in, right? And then you're gonna come in too hot and be like,
and I have to duck my head. That's all I know. Yeah, because let your head get hit. My head's down.
Gosh, we would be so good.
We
would you
of
still
two-man,
hot roll your hair before?
I would. And it would hang out of my helmet, just the little curls.
And you're like, spitting it out of your.
Okay, but I mean, I'm going to pivot from that two-man comment because it's perfect. Have you heard of when your, do your kids use that phrase? Hey, I'm going on a two-man.
No, and that we'd probably need to go talk to a counselor. I need to know what's happening.
Exactly. No, I feel no, like ma'am. Our generation, when we hear that, that feels like something really wrong. I'm not going to say all the different wrong things that come to my mind. But what doesn't come to my mind is a double date.
No, a two-man. Well, maybe, but not the kind.
That's what it is. When they say we're going on a two-man, it's two guys, two girls going on a date. Just call it a double date. Why does that need a rebrand? I don't feel like it needs a rebrand.
No, yeah. We're not going to call it that. No, kids.
So
we're
just if you're a parent, we like to bring you the up-to-date, lingo from the kids. And that's one that I heard the other day and I wrote down to talk about on Sidetrack because I was like, you could be a parent and you're real worried about your kid because they said that. And I'm just going to tell you that it's a double date, which is a very sweet way to spend time with people of the other gender.
Well, and that's the thing about these teenage boys. You can't say anything that has a double entendre. I don't even know if that's a word.
It sounds great.
Yeah, thanks. You can't say anything that would have any other meaning, yet they come up with things like a two-man. For example, this falls under the family text, funniest text of the week. We need to start keeping those. And I know you've got a family text with, I mean, the stuff that comes through those, you're like, what happened?
I had some from yesterday that I could share. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like who raised these people? So I'm going to show you mine, but then I'm going to describe it. Brett's in a geology. Brett.
Most said word of the year.
Yes. He still keeps asking if you're going to give him a payout for that. And I was like, why?
Oh, we don't see that payout. Right there. Oh, why would he get paid if we don't get paid?
Good point. See this? It's a picture of the screen in his geology class, and it's a rock. And underneath it, it says cleavage. And he's sending a picture of that to us on our family text, and he goes, I beg to differ. I'm like, what? So the cleavage of the rock was not exactly the cleavage he had. I beg to differ. Yeah. And then he sent a second one to his sister that I will not say here, maybe on Super Trackers. The next picture that came up on the screen that he then only sent to his sister that was a shade, not even a shade, I'd say a hair worse, but my goodness. So anyway, these boys and all right.
Do you want to know what rock cleavage is so we can get educated?
Please.
It's a type of foliation, which I don't even know what foliation is, that describes the tendency of fine-grained rocks to split along parallel planar surfaces. So there you have it. There's slatty cleavage. There's crenulation cleavage. There's space cleavage. Disjunctive cleavage.
I mean, cleavage now. When you hit this age, mine's totally – what is your cleavage? Which one?
None. Non-existent. They've never touched.
Yours is displaced.
mine is not existent. Definitely spaced. Talk about that in Super Trackers. There's a whole note that had to go in my folder after my mammogram.
Okay, as we're taping this, it's early February. And I want you to know February is the new January in the Yanoff house.
Because the book's out.
And I just want you to know, I didn't quit all my resolutions because I never started. But it's time to get healthy, first of all, and work on that this year. I know you've worked on that the last year. But the other thing is I really, really, really want to do better at having healthy food available, ready, and cooking, and not desperately last minute picking up fast food. So let's help the people.
So we've been talking to y'all about Prep Dish. They've been a sponsor of this show the last few months. And I will tell you that last week I made one of the meals. So you don't even have to make every single meal that comes in your meal plan, but I made the fajita beef bowls with cilantro lime rice, and it's supposed to be cauliflower rice, but my boys like the full carb. It was so delicious. Everybody ate every last bit of it. So, so good. And then this week I was like, that was such a hit. I'm going to buy everything to make the week two low carb. And
week two, like she sends out every week another
menu. And so I chose low carb, and it has five different dinners and a snack. And I was at the grocery store at like 4:30 on a Saturday before the Super Bowl. And I texted my friend from the grocery store. I said, hey, what are y'all doing tonight? you want to do something? And she's like, yeah, but you know, we're trying to watch our budget. I'm like, well, I'll make you guys a dinner. Just come over. We'll play Mahjong. And I had the confidence to know that I could make dinner really quickly. And I made one of the meals. I made the chicken with almond butter dipping sauce, which was actually more of like an Asian flavors kind of dipping sauce, like peanut, but it's not, it's almond butter. Anyway, and then it's sesame broccoli. And then I just threw in like a salad and some bread. And anyway, it was a delicious dinner that I could confidently invite people over last minute and make. But I love that she does all the hard work, and I just had to bring the grocery list with me and make adjustments that match our family, and I'm ready for the week. I'm ready.
Well, I'm going to try both of those. I'm in for that. So yay.
Yeah. Well, if you guys are wanting to eat healthy, if you're wanting to have a meal plan done for you, and you can even prep it all in one day if you want, so you're ready for that night, try PrepDish, because they're offering 2 weeks for free where you can just try it out. Go to prepdish.com/sidetracked, past tense, sidetracked, and you can try it for 2 weeks. prepdish.com/sidetracked. It's like hitting the easy button on dinner.
Amen and amen.
I have to tell you the craziest story. It happened to me. I can't make this stuff up.
I'm ready.
And I told a friend, I was like, well, I can't tell you about what happened because I have to wait till I record on Super Tracker. She's like, that's so weird that you have to wait till sidetracked. And I was like, no, I'm sorry. I can tell you the story. I know you listen to the show and I don't want to ruin it by telling you first. But I'm thinking, what's wrong with me? I can't even tell my friends my own life because I'm going to record it.
Right, so exactly. Like, you can hear it on the show with everyone else, lady.
You are not special. So I did tell her, and she was like, oh my gosh, what is going on in your life? So
tell me.
Thursday night, everyone in my family is already in bed. We went to bed at like 9:30, which is a miracle. And around 10:15, I hear Charlie barking. Then I hear someone turn off the alarm. Well, Bruce gets up, tells Charlie to stop barking. I hear someone turn off the alarm, grab keys, and head outside. And I'm like, no. No one's leaving the house. Especially two of them had stayed home that day from school. And I'm like, no one's going out when you didn't go to school. And I'm saying this from bed after being in bed. You know how you're kind of groggy and a little out of it. So then Bruce goes and he thinks the person who turned it off is one kid. And he's talking to him and he's like, did you hear somebody ring the doorbell? And anyway, we're all confused. Bruce turns the alarm back on. And then the next thing we know, it's going off.
Uh-oh.
The actual story is someone did ring the doorbell, but that same someone, my 18-year-old watched, like heard something outside, like heard people talking. He looks out his window and there's a rando guy, like a college kid, in our front yard pulling out the Tennessee flag and tossing it into the street, like the main street next to our house. Then he picks up my Amazon package, my Amazon package that has my paint by number for my craft retreat, and he tosses that into the street.
That's fighting right there. That's bad business.
Oh, it gets worse.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then he picks up my topiary ball, the stick with two balls, and he throws it into
the wood between the balls.
Whips it around his head and chunks it across the street. And then he dumps over the flower pot and pours dirt all over the sidewalk. No. And Price said he hears a girl saying, let's go. Because I guess Price was trying to film from his window upstairs through the window, and the light of his camera went off and she must have seen that. She's like, let's go. It's a black Mercedes, a girl driving, a college kid. We cannot figure out, like, are they mad at one of my boys? They look too old to be high schoolers.
They're too young to hate our show.
If it's against Tennessee, my Tennessee kid could care less if you throw the flag. You're hurting me. You're touching all my stuff, okay?
You're hurting my topiary.
Anyway.
You know what? The other stuff, fine. You throw the flag, that's fine. You throw the Amazon package, I don't love it, but you throw the
broke. I had to replace it because they broke the canvas. Rude.
Rude. But you throw Heather McFadden's topiary and you got some people to deal with.
Well, so who they got to deal with is the reason we heard him turning off the alarm and getting his keys is he got in his truck to go chase them down.
Oh, no. Who did Price?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did he get to him? What happened? We can't do this. You guys barely have cars. We're wrecking them every day.
Okay, what happened? So he found two different black Mercedes, but one of them he's like chasing down, going to the next main street, Mockingbird, and pulls up next to him, and it's totally, it's like two guys, and it's totally not.
It was a different two-on-one
ethnicity, and I think he scared them. What?
It was a two-on-one, or what's it called? A double
two-man. It was a two-man.
Okay,
two-man. But they, he like, I think he, I'm like, Price, you probably scared them. You're not wearing a shirt. You're in this big black truck. You're like pulling up next to him. Like, now you're causing fear and panic in other people. Anyway, that was just on a Thursday night. And in Super Trackers, I'll have to tell you, I've finally finished all the applications after 8 months of applying kids to college and high school. We had the final piece on Wednesday night, and more chaos than you could ever imagine. And I will let Super Trackers decide if we dazzled or we deterred them from allowing us to be a part of their school. It was a family interview at our house. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell all that. But that, I mean, it just felt like one of those weeks where you're like, what is my life? And is this happening because we do Sidetracked? Is this?
No, it's good. It's good. This is good fodder. I'm in my heart of hearts, I believe right now that there's two older guys on their podcast saying, you will not believe what happened Thursday night. This crazed teenager was chasing us down in a black truck, yelling out about Amazons and
topiaries. So,
well, that is somewhere between entertaining and really disturbing.
Just crazy. Like, doesn't even make sense. I don't know.
I thought you were never going to top the 2,200 pizzas that got delivered, but this right? this one really.
Well, I mean, and I know we live in a sketchier neighborhood. I get it. But like, this wasn't a sketchy person. This is probably an SMU student, which again, we live. I did see a homeless man on the corner the other day, and his sign, I took a note of it because I was like, I need to tell the Super Trackers, Sidetrackers this. I keep saying the wrong word. It said, fat guy needs tacos.
Amen. Amen.
Just say it. Like, say what you need. Be clear. Clear is kind. And fat guy needs tacos. So
yeah.
I think amen we should put that shirt out.
Yeah. I think I'm going to put, if I'm going to hold a sign, I'm going to put Olympic hopeful needs injections. I mean, that's what my sign's going to be if I'm out there. I'm going to put Mike on the street with that maybe and just be like, here we are. Here we are. That's the thing.
I mean, I would maybe contribute to that.
You would. I mean, like sometimes you're like, you know what? I don't know what you're going to use it for, but that's good comedy. And I will just give you the $5 or whatever. Go do as you shall with that $5. Yeah.
You know what we haven't gotten an update on? Mm-hmm. Last week was a big week.
Yes. We released that book. Book. It's out.
She gone and out. Everybody's
gone and out.
Are people reading her and sending you texts and things?
I'm getting some DMs, some texts. You know what's funny is several. It's like this mixed bag when people say this. They're like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think I like this book better than the first one.
Oh, and shoot,
you want to kind of be like, I don't know. All right.
Yes,
I think people are reading it and have been so complimentary. But we had a little book release lunch that our friend Stephanie had that you came to that was super fun.
Very sweet.
And it was just a small group of friends she invited over, and they had like little mirrors with our names on them, and we had little lunchy stuff, and they had pedophores. I need let's come back to that, everyone, in just a moment. It was so fun, but at the end, there was a few of us.
She had spinach salad.
Oh, yeah. My mom made a spinach salad, yeah. Dorothy. So fun. And I gave everybody a book and signed them and all the things. And we talked a little bit about the book, but really we just hung out. It was really sweet. And then that night Mike had a reservation for dinner with some friends. And so it was great. And the book is out. And yeah, there's that moment of like, oh, I hope this resonates. But then like, it's also fish and loaves. Lord, do what you will with it. So anyway, and people have been leaving reviews, which is a huge, huge blessing. I'm thankful for that. So
that's a little nod. If you haven't left a review,
please
now's
on
your,
Amazon or wherever you got
pause
it.
And go over to Amazon. It takes 2 seconds. It's very quick.
It's very quick. Okay. But a couple things. One, my friends were dying laughing. The next day I got to go to Wednesday lunch, you know, with my Wednesday lunch crew, and they were cracking up at something you said. And we were talking about Newly and our orders.
Yeah.
And you showed us your hot pink dress that you were going to get for Valentine's. And then you said, I'm going to get me some. And my friends about lost their mind. And they said, we weren't sure if we were laughing. So the next day at lunch, they said that. And I go, oh my gosh, how did I miss that? I would have
How'd I miss that?
I didn't even mean to. Nod to my book. I would have been like, no, you cannot say that, ma'am. You will not say that at my book launch party. But you apparently told everybody you newly a hot pink dress and you were going to get some, which has now ruined everybody's Valentine's.
Well, I have a whole story about that dress and Valentine's Day and getting very frustrated and needing your advice that you shared in Super Trackers. So marriage advice, because it went all downhill after I saw your people. So.
Oh, really? Are you going to tell us?
Yeah. Or I'm going to tell you on Super Trackers.
Oh, is this behind the paywall kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. But okay. What happened with the pedophores? Because they're adorable. Okay. And they had a little, they had a little mirror in them.
Does everybody know what a pedophore is? Because it sounds like pedophile every time. It's a small cake.
It's like, yeah, it's square and it's almost like they pour the frosting over it. So it perfectly lands all around.
They're so good.
Very
so
sugary, it's a small, frosting.
Sugary, fabulous little nugget of cake. Yeah. But that should be in my Olympic name. Like the pedophore something. The pedophore, I can't
pedophore think of another powerhouse. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I would be. Yeah. But, okay. So they sent the ex-ones home with me. All right.
Oh, they did?
Yes. And some, I think other people took them too, but there's a lot. So we get home and I ate my weight in pedophores. Mike had one. Jimmy doesn't eat anything. If y'all don't know this, but he loves a pedophore too. So JB's putting down the pedophores. And let me tell you something. We don't say no really to anything on JB eating just cause he's underweight. So I'm like, help yourself. Fine. So the next morning I get up and this is somewhere between like funny and like, oh mercy. I get up and, JB comes in the kitchen with me. And he's sometimes a little unregulated in the mornings, and overnight, I might add. So anyway, but he's a pretty good sleeper. But anyway, I walk in and he says to the dog, Abby, he's like, Abby, what did you eat? What's all over the floor? Oh, and no. Abby's like in the other room. And I'm like, what, huh? And I was like, wait, what? Did you spill something? No. Why, mom? No. Getting all defensive. I'm like, okay. Your reactions tells a story here. And so I look on the floor and there's pedophore crumbs. And so I look over in the box and there's none left. Now, I don't remember how many were in the box. 1 to 2. And there's none left. And so I said, JB, did you eat a pedophore last night, like in the middle of the night? And he's like, no, mom, why? Mom, I can't leave my room. I wouldn't do that. So I go to get a knife to cut his fruit for breakfast. And I pull out a knife crusted in pedophore. I'm like, so I look at him and I'm holding the knife. And I said, this is how it works in this house. We all make mistakes. We all make bad decisions. But if you lie about it, rather than come clean and be a truth teller, then the consequences are exponentially larger. He goes, I'm so sorry. I got up in the middle of the night. And I said, okay. So then this is the part that cracked my older kids up. I said, why the knife? I mean, this is almost bite size, right? He goes, he looks at me like I'm ridiculous. He goes, portions, mom. I only ate, in the way he says it, he has this funny, like, he goes, portions, mom, portions. And I'm like, portions. Oh. And I said, okay. And I go, what did you, he goes, I cut it in half. And I go, oh, well, where's the other half? Well, I came back later and ate the other half.
He spread it out along the night. 2 a.m.,
pedophore. Yeah, he took an all-nighter back and forth. He looked so dead tired the next day. Oh, total bless. Pedophore gate. And I just wanted to email the teacher and be like, sorry, he was up all night stinking pedophores. To which we would be like, have one, eat it, but let's not do it in the middle of the night. So anyway, JB ate pedophores, portions, and it just goes to show, like, I don't know if y'all do this, but like when I go to get ice cream, I don't get a bowl. I just get one little scoop, like spoonful, and then I go back 7 times. And I was like, that's totally JB. It's already ingrained in him. Don't eat the whole pedophore. That's too much. But if you eat it just a few bites at a time.
It's great. All the calories fall out and it's the best way to do it. I love that. And now you know what to get him for his next birthday. Skip the cookie cake.
No, all the other kids are having cookie cakes or cupcakes. My bougie one's like, I'd like really pedophores, please, for my birthday. Thank you.
100%. Are you ready to get sidetracked?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. What are you sidetracked by this week, Miss Cynthia?
Well, last night we had a Super Bowl party. And by party, we just had two friends over and their kids. So it was We kept making jokes. We're like, when's everybody else get here? But we ordered Chewy's, the Mexican restaurant. Now, I would think that's regional, but now everywhere I travel, I see one. So I don't think it's that regional, but it's a Mexican food restaurant, Chewy's. And they have a nacho kit, and it comes Nacho kit. It comes with queso, and it comes with ground beef and refried beans and I think tortillas and chips and all that.
Amazing.
And you just put it out, and everybody makes their own nachos. And it's a real crowd pleaser. And I'm not saying just for the Super Bowl party. I'm going to be honest, people. There's some Thursday nights where I drive through and grab the nacho kit at the, I mean, it's not a drive through, but you know, I order it and pull up and they bring it to me. And Chewy's, and then you order the jalapeno. Must be nice. The jalapeno ranch. That's the key.
That is
and
the
you
key.
Dip your chips in it. It's fabulous. So we have the
Chewy's by us. I might do that. That seems like a good, teen boy hangout sitch.
And you can add on, everyone, the taquitos. I love a taquito.
Yes.
And so Kate was ordering it for me. Kate and Brett were here this weekend. Brett surprised us. Doesn't matter. Long story, but it was real fun. And Kate came in. She's like, I didn't order the taquitos because they were $20 extra. And I was like, the difference between like college kids and us, I'm like, I got $20. Could you add that back on? I'm good. $20 isn't going to sink the ship over here. But so anyway, get the Chewy's nacho kit when you don't want to cook tonight, perhaps, and watch the Olympics.
I love that. That's a great. I'll go with a food trend. We had a couple different Super Bowl situations going on. We have one that we always go to, but our small group had decided to get together. So we went to the one we always go to first and then went to the small group one, and my eighth grader had one. But I made for the multiple parties these Go Sports cookies.
Okay, yeah.
Go Sports. Basically, it's like a peanut butter chocolate chip cookie, but you also add in peanut butter cups and potato chips.
Ooh. Was
it
good
or
not?
On the top, you put a bigger Reese's peanut butter cup and one potato chip. And it is such a cute, like on the tray, I put a bunch of more of the potato chips and more of the Reese's peanut butter cups. And I'm hoping that by having the peanut butter cup on the cookie, that anyone who had a peanut allergy would be like, not for me.
Yeah, shouldn't eat this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think they were a hit. I kept seeing people go back for multiple ones. So
let's go. I love that.
Go Sports.
Did y'all get the subtlety of her like, oh, we had so many parties to get to. So many people wanted a piece of the McFaddians. Nobody wanted the Yanoffs. Not
but I sure, I mean, the people, when I was, the one I was at for the halftime show, they got a show. Because I sure did dance. I was dancing and dancing and dancing. I had red pants on, my red hot pants, and I was having a good time. It was fun.
I hope that there wasn't alcohol involved in this, because it feels like this really went out of control.
No. You used to take Zumba classes. Have you ever taken Zumba?
No, but I was thinking about taking the jazzercise. My friend Jenny's doing that. Is that, do we know anything about that? Am I good enough?
Well, that's old school, but.
That's old lady, but yeah.
No, okay, it's just old school. It's been around a while, so which means it's probably great because it's sticking around.
She says she burns like 400 calories in a class.
Maybe
it's 500. I don't know. I can't remember. I lost track. Okay, number two for the things I am into right now. Are you ready? It is called, it's a scratch remover for hardwoods, furniture, floors, all in one, blah, blah, blah. I got influenced on the Instagram, and it is called Tibbet Almond Stick, maybe. Don't say stick. And
you're like correcting yourself.
What?
You're like
correct myself.
That's funny. Like the middle where he like talks to himself.
That's totally. Okay. So you
so
get
it's
this
a stick, like a wax.
It's like a wax stick, and it's supposed to help with scratches on hardwood floors, or if you have like furniture or wood furniture, whatever. So I saw it. My hardwood floors, every time that it gets icy and cold, everyone's praying that their pipes don't burst. I'm praying they do. I'm like, burst one of them, flood the joint. Let's get an insurance claim going, which now sounds like insurance fraud as I'm saying this. Let's get a claim going and redo these hardwoods. Well, bar stools that have scratched, kids that have done stupid stuff. You get that thing, you rub it over the thing and it really does work. Now it leaves a touch of a greasy residue, and I'm waiting to see if that'll kind of with time go away, but it works, you guys. It's good.
Well, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Okay, so try it. It's not the most exciting thing I've ever mentioned in my life, but at least I'm not repeating old things like usual. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, I was looking at something similar that I saw an influencer talking about. And so I'm in.
I mean, if you have, or a big gaping scratch in your.
I mean, our floors look terrible.
Ours do too.
Never been redone, 25 years or whatever, almost. It's terrible.
I need to like mop with this stuff. Never mind the little stick where you just get a little scratch. I feel like I need to like, bathe my floors in. Yeah. Okay. What's your next one?
I'm going to go with this. I'm going to hold it up for you.
Okay. What I'm seeing is a llama blanket.
It is the most comfortable, soft blanket. It was a sponsor, Cozy Earth, but it came and I wasn't expecting it. Because they'd already sent me sheets. They'd already sent me pajamas. And then this blanket shows up. It's their bubble cuddle blanket. And it is probably my most favorite blanket I've ever had in my entire life. Like, so incredibly soft. Real cute. Real pretty. And kind of has a little bit of a weight to it. I wish I'd had it during the ice storm. But what's so funny is I open the box and I pull it out. And it has this really nice, almost like Land's End level bag around it. And Bruce goes, and this is at the end of that long day I'm going to tell you about in Super Trackers, but he goes, oh, it's a blanket with a bag around it.
Okay.
Not a bag with a blanket in it.
Oh, a blanket with a bag around it. I get what you're saying, yes.
I was like, I was like.
That's how you describe it.
You described it correctly, but what did it sound weird? Anyway, I'd highly recommend 2,000 stars.
How do we get these people to sponsor this show? My gosh.
Cozy Earth, if you're listening, send a blanket to Cynthia.
Right. And now it must be nice. I'm so mad about it.
I get one for Valentine's Day. I mean, it is really great.
Well, great. I'm over here talking about wood floor scratch remover, and she's got a fabulous blanket. Okay. My last one is 8 Great Smarts. It's a book by Kathy Koch, K-O-C-H, Coach. I don't know how you say that. And I'm going to give you full disclosure. I have only read a little bit of it, but I was on a podcast talking about my book the other day with a girl who talks foster care / just kids that learn differently and all that. And we were talking about how hard it can be when your kids struggle so hard academically. And she's like, I cannot say enough about this book. It's an old one. I believe Kathy has passed on to the other side now.
Oh, but really? I was like, I think I've interviewed her.
Well, maybe a shell of her. But here's what I know to be true is that it talks about the inherent smarts our kids have that are not necessarily
usually measured. Based. Yeah.
Yeah. Easily measured. And so, man, what an encouragement. So just a word for, it's just a word for you. If you, I really think it's for anybody, especially educators, but really anybody that is like, man, is my kid going to ever make it through or whatever. And also if
you need encouragement. Yeah.
Yeah. And if your kid doesn't struggle, this is a good word for us. Like I've had two that, didn't struggle as much as my little. And like I wish I would have known some of these things to encourage some of the other kids in their life that I knew had some struggles. So anyway, that's my third one, 8 Great Smarts.
8 Great Smarts. I do feel like I interviewed her about something.
See, I thought the same thing. And then I was looking up because I'm like, I'm going to interview her. And I looked up, it looked like she passed away. Kathy, you have not, I'm sorry. If this is fake news. Like, you know how you see on the interwebs once in a while, they're like, so-and-so died. And you're like, not Kathy Lee Gifford. And then they're like, oh, no, never mind. She's fine. And you're like, that might be Kathy Koch. I don't know.
It's K-O-C-H, y'all. I don't know how you say that. She thinks my last thing, because my favorite event of the year is happening this week. So excited. I leave Thursday morning.
Oh, craft weekend.
It's the creative retreat or craft weekend or whatever you want to call it. And it's at. So we've been going to one place in Waxahachie, and we didn't really love the setup of the place. And so my friend actually bought a place near Canton and has been spending the entire year redoing it. It's now available. Anyone could rent it at any time. If you want to grab a group of friends, you could go. And I'm so excited that we get to go use it for the first time. And there's a big group of us. I don't know. I just love it. I love spending time with these ladies. But I was like, what am I going to make? Well, my paint by number kit got destroyed by Mr. Stranger Danger, who hates Tennessee and me. And then, so I also ordered, and it should come tomorrow, a punch needle set that has like lemons on it. It's real cute. I'm excited because I learned punch needling last year and it didn't go so great because I didn't have a kit. So I'm excited. And I might make a pillow out of it. I don't know. I don't know. It's
I mean, endless. There's endless opportunities. Endless. You could make some granny panties that we could start in our new line of
I could punch. I could punch needles some granny panties. That could be my next project. I did get a paint by number, a giant one that's like a replica of a famous Klimt. How do you say that painter's name? K-L-I-M-T?
Yeah, I'm the dumbest person you know.
Least anyway, it's one of his famous paintings, and it was like just auctioned off recently. The most money ever spent on a painting. And I was like, well, I'm going to paint that by number. 246 million? Who needs 246 million when you've got Heather McFadden and a paint by number?
People say the word verklempt sometimes. What's verklempt? That? And
like when it's like a Yiddish term for when you get kind of, it's from an SNL skit, but I mean, they say it in an SNL skit. I think it's a Yiddish term that Mike Myers used, but he's Tracy. Like, I'm getting verklempt. It's when he's getting like, kind of like so emotional that he can't speak.
Okay. Can y'all just use easier language when you're around me?
No, Yiddish is its own like fun. Who did I hear interviewed and they couldn't? Oh, it's the guy from Princess Bride who's like, you killed my father, prepare to die. Mandy something? Mandy Patina?
More.
No, Mandy Patine, something like that. Tracy anyway, knows. He was trying to come up with a word for it, but he's like, well, in Yiddish, we say this. And it's almost like they're words that describe complex things. And anyway. In one word.
Our show would be gone if we had one word to describe the complex things we're dealing with. It would be like a 2-minute show. It'd be like penis injections, but there'd be another word.
Stop. Sorry. We have a limit. How many an episode?
Oh, great. Okay. And then it would be like Tennessee sign. And I mean, just like we could narrow the show down. Topiary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, and I wanted to talk about super trackers. If we have time, which I think we will, I saw a picture last night that made me cry, but I tried not to cry during the Super Bowl, and not a cute cry, a sad cry of one of my kids. And I feel like I need to digest this a little bit with you.
You mean bring the pillow? I got the pillow right here.
I might need the feelings pillow. I mean, okay. I may need the feelings pillow. So let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, and I want to get your thoughts on your tips and advice when a kid breaks up with a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, especially if you've gotten to know them, maybe you even like texted with them or connected through social media DMs. Like, what does that look like on the other side? Or how do you kind of process it?
I've got something to say about that because we've had that recently. Mm-hmm.
I would love to talk about that. And then I can share about my Valentine's Day plans and my feelings. And
we really don't want too many details in light of the hot pink dress.
You didn't get to talk about wedding dress shopping. Did you want to? Do you want to do that on Super Trackers?
We can next week. I get to go wedding dress shopping for the first time with one of my daughter's best friends, and it was amazing. And we went to the place right by your house, Vowed.
Oh, you did? You didn't stop by?
I didn't. You should. Okay. Well, we have to go. It's been 45 minutes. These people are busy.
They're tired. Thanks for being here. Okay. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. Hi. Is this a PS?
PS.
What does PS stand for?
Postscript.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. So did I say that when I was at the mammography place, they were like, you need to come every day. And I said, hey, I actually have a show that you could listen to me every day. And I promoted Sidetracked.
That's awesome. You know, someone told us the other day that between the two of us, you can listen to us every single day of the week except Thursdays, because Monday is Don't Mom Alone. Tuesday is Feeding the Mouth That Bites You, which is the one I do with Ken Wilgus. Wednesday is Mesmerize. Thursday is Nothing. Friday is Sidetrack. So everyone's like, what are y'all doing on Thursdays? I'm like, oh, well, who knows?
I'm not going to do much. I'm not going to do much.
Okay. Well,
what was our PS about?
Our PS. Oh, well, we just taped Super Trackers, and two things. We wanted you to know that I actually cried.
That's so very important. Sweet. If you want to hear Cynthia cry, then you need to join Super Trackers, and you can sign up if you go to Sidetracked, past tense again, sidetracked.supercast.com.
Yes. And Heather did pull out her feelings pillow, and she did say, I love it when you cry, which is always the strangest thing.
I teared up too, y'all. It's very sweet. You even get a sermon from Cynthia, which is always a good time. I'm not joking. I'm not saying that. So
no, you can't.
Sarcastically.
There was
it really is. There's some good words in there if you need a little uplifting. So
that's right. Okay.
Anywho, wanted to come and say that because we realized after taping Super Trackers.
We forgot. All right. Bye, friends.
Bye. This is the real bye. This is the real.
Bye. Bye-bye.